Next patient is Emilio Gordon. The last name is G-O-R-D-O-N. First name, E like an echo, M like an Mike, I like an India, L like an Lima, I like an India, O like an Oscar. Emilio. This is the clinical case of a 46-year-old black male that I had the opportunity to see in the hospital. And at the time of the visit, the patient had elevation of the blood pressure and the kidney function was consistent with CKD stage 4. We did an extensive workup. The kidney's ultrasound failed to show hyperechogenicity. And in view of the age and the presence of some proteinuria and the CKD4, we decided to get a kidney biopsy after controlling the blood pressure. The patient is morbidly obese. He has a a BMI of 45.5. The body weight is 308 pounds. The patient a couple of months ago on March the 10th had a serum creatinine of 3.5, a BUN of 32, and an eGFR of 20.3. The workup for acute nephritic syndrome was negative. The hepatitis was negative. The serum protein electrophoresis and immune electrophoresis was negative. The patient underwent a kidney biopsy. Three weeks ago. And the patient had 13 glomeruli in the light microscopy. 11 of the 13 glomeruli were sclerosed, and there was interstitial fibrosis. The patient has changes compatible with hyperfiltration. With severe glomerulosclerosis, 75 of the glomeruli, and interstitial fibrosis, 80%. In other words, this is consistent with persistent hypertension. Regarding the compliance, with the medication and with the recommendations that were a low sodium diet, a fluid restriction of 50 ounces in 24 hours and the medication, they have been implemented. The patient says that he has lost more than 30 pounds. Today he is 308 pounds. His blood pressure is 152/106. And we adjusted the medications as follows. Carbadilol 25 milligrams twice a day. Clonidine 0.2 milligrams two times a day. Furosemide 40 milligrams twice a day. Nifedipine 90 milligrams twice a day. Spironolactone 25 milligrams on daily basis. On the other hand, the patient is in Trulicity, 0.75 once a week. He takes atorvastatin, 40 milligrams daily, and aspirin, period. In the past, the patient has periods of significant fluid retention, congestive heart failure, and bilateral pleural effusions, period. He is not symptomatic at all. We are going to quantify the proteinuria. In the past, he had atrial fibrillation that he doesn't have at the present time. He has a history of vitamin D deficiency. There is no evidence of anemia. We are going to reevaluate. Reevaluate the case in a couple of months with laboratory workup. I am asking the patient to get a blood pressure log and the body weight with a pulse on a weekly basis in my office in order to make the necessary adjustments. And I am going to see if the patient has the implementation of the recommendations above. Hello. I invested 25 minutes in reviewing the chart, 30 minutes in the face-to-face, and 10 minutes in the documentation.